Manu Patra alerts dated the 9th of January 2020. Supreme Court has rejected the request of Bharti Airtel, Vodafone Idea, Tata Teleservices, Hughes Communications India and some state-run firms for an open court hearing of their petitions to review the verdict on adjusted gross revenue, which has left companies facing combined dues of more than 4.45 lakhs crore rupees. Supreme Court has directed Himachal Pradesh government to pay compensation along with 10 lakhs rupee litigation costs to an 80-year-old woman whose land was taken by the government without her consent. Supreme Court has ordered the union government to insert a new regreening clause in its mining leases to ensure that the mining pits are filled up and grass and vegetation in the mining areas restored before a miner moves on to another area. Supreme Court has quashed Bombay High Court's decision to quash all letters rogatory sent by the Directorate of Revenue Intelligence investigating billionaire Gautam Adani's companies. The directorate claimed that the companies got undue tax benefits by overvaluing coal imports. Supreme Court has said that in a democratic polity governed by the rule of law, the state cannot deprive citizens of their property without the sanction of law as it would violate a human right and a constitutional right. Supreme Court sought the center's response to a public interest litigation seeking right to passive euthanasia for persons afflicted with rabies, which has a 100% fatality rate and is accompanied by extreme pain which cannot be alleviated by medicine. Delhi High Court has ordered Jawaharlal Nehru University to readmit in its PhD program a research scholar who has made sexual harassment allegations against two of her professors. The court has also ordered Jawaharlal Nehru University to provide her with hostel facilities in the winter session. Delhi High Court has sought the Aam Aadmi Party government's stand on a plea alleging that meetings of Sentence Review Board were not held every quarter despite of court's directions. Delhi High Court has given the Central Bureau of Investigation 4 weeks to complete its probe and submit the final report in the lower court in the case of alleged bribery involving the agency's former special director, Rakesh Asthana. Karnataka High Court has directed the state government to place on record by the 14th of January, steps taken for implementation of a 2014 order passed by the Lokayukta, in relation to land-grabbing case involving former Karnataka Chief Minister, H.D. Kumaraswamy. Kerala High Court has observed that the Maintenance Tribunal under the Maintenance and Welfare of Parents and Senior Citizens Act, 2007 has to follow an enquiry process similar to inquisitorial system rather than adversarial system. Kerala High Court has held that the presumption under Section 139 of Negotiable Instruments Act, 1881, NI Act, 1881, applies even to a cheque issued by a guarantor. The court held that a guarantor's cheque is also a cheque regarded under Section 138 of the Negotiable Instruments Act, 1881, as it is being issued in discharge of legally enforceable debt. Allahabad High Court took cognizance of a complaint alleging that the Uttar Pradesh government had acted in an unconstitutional manner to deal with Anti-Citizenship Amendment Act, anti-CAA, protesters. The court has issued notice to the state government. Competition Commission of India has said that marketplace platforms should adopt self-regulatory measures to be more transparent about their ranking of products and use of data collected on transactions. National Company Law Tribunal has directed Jet Airways lenders to release funds as per an earlier direction to meet the grounded airline's interim financial requirements, warning that they could otherwise be held for contempt of court. Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs has approved the strategic sale of Neelanchal Ispat Nigam, NANL, in which multiple state-owned companies own a stake. The strategic sale could be completed only after the 31st of March, so it will be part of the 2020 to 2021 divestment pipelines. Special Court in Mumbai has allowed Central Bureau of Investigation to submit more documents, including its recently filed supplementary charge sheet in the Punjab National Bank alleged fraud case, before a United Kingdom court to strengthen the extradition proceedings against fugitive diamond jeweler Nirav Modi. National Company Law Tribunal, Hyderabad bench has ordered the proceedings at Shree Yadadri Life Sciences for the alleged default in payments to Adroit Financial Services for advice given on insolvency resolution and services towards capital structuring and settlement of debt, through a one-time settlement with its lender. Income Tax Appellate Tribunal, Bangalore has held that the delay in furnishing audit reports results only in the technical venial breach which does not cause any loss to the exchequer. Delhi court has passed an interim direction to the Tihar jail authorities to provide urgent medical treatment, if required, to Bhim Army Chief Chandrasekhar Azad after Daryaganj police failed to submit his medical report.